counting your blessings, you forget about your burdens. When you start counting your blessings, you forget about your problems. Because you get looking at how God's blessed you. And you're looking at how God has set it inside around you. He's put his hedge of protection. He's put things in play. And tonight, I just want to look at, let's just add it up. Matthew chapter number 6 tonight, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn there. Matthew chapter number 6. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 25 through verse number 34. We're going to look at some things that we can add up tonight, that we add up in our life. A lot of things you add up on a weekly basis. You add up your budget, how much you spend. You add up your bills. You do your mathematic there and see what it is. But tonight I want you to know that the Lord tells us there's some things that if we'll seek Him first, it'll be added into our life. And I don't know about you tonight, but I'm grateful for that. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 25, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye? Oh, ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take there no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for this group of believers that's gathered tonight. Lord, as we sung the song, it was on a one day or it was on a Monday. Lord, at the people that stood because it was on a Sunday. Father, how important Sunday is. Lord God, I thank you tonight that we can come and we can add some things up tonight in our life. Lord, when we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, there are some things that we'll realize we already have if I'll just open up my eyes. Lord, I pray tonight before we leave this place, we can say it's been good to be in your house. Lord, I know tonight when we add, Father, there's a lot of times we have to subtract and we have to divide. Oh, but I thank God tonight when we come to you, you add and you multiply. Lord, I pray tonight whoever's been doing a lot of subtracting and dividing, Lord, they'd see tonight that you're about adding and multiplying to our life. We'd depend more on you than on anything else. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the church family here. I thank you for Jesus Christ. Bless this sermon. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. To add it up tonight, to add up in our life some things that only God can provide and only God will put in our life. As we look at this tonight, we look at verse number 33 first. And I want to look at that tonight before we go back to verse number 25. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," and that's what I want to preach on tonight, "and all these things shall be added unto you." I want to show you tonight four things that is found in this small text, and there'd be more if you dug in deeper, but tonight I want to show you four things tonight when you dig into this text. That when you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He adds to you and to your life. Tonight, did you know when you got saved, you got more than just salvation, but you got a salvation plan. It's a plan. It's something that's going to stick with you the rest of your life. It's a plan that goes with you. You got benefits along that way. There's benefits that God gives you with this plan and a long life's highway. And tonight, as we look into the text tonight, we're going to add up four things that God has given to every believer tonight. When we seek His kingdom and His righteousness, He said, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's look tonight in verse number 25 tonight, if you would. Number one tonight, I see that the number one thing that He adds to our life when we seek Him and His righteousness is we find, number one, God's protection on our life. God's protection on our life. You know, tonight, there's a lot of us in this room, we know that God has protected us from a lot of things. Hey, I want you to know tonight, there's a lot of you and I in this room tonight that could say if it wasn't for God in that car wreck that we had, we'd be dead. If it wasn't for God, we'd done be dead many a times in our life. But you know what He done? He spared us. He said, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, number one tonight, He said He'll protect us. Can I get an amen? He says tonight, as we look in verse 25, He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. He said, don't take no thought for your life or what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, but what you shall put on. Is not the life, there it is, is not your life more than meat and the body more than raiment? He said tonight that our body, it's more than what we eat and it's more than the raiment that we put on tonight. You know what God said He did when we got saved? And I want you to get this tonight and take hold of this. He said He clothed us. Friends, I want you to know tonight, He didn't clothe me in the suit that I'm wearing. He didn't clothe me in a tie. He didn't clothe me in dress shoes. He didn't clothe me in none of them things. When He said that He clothed me when I got born again, He clothed me in His righteousness. He clothed me in His righteousness of God Almighty. Friends, tonight when God looks down upon me and He looks down, He sees the blood of Jesus Christ covered my life, it's covered my soul, it's covered my spirit, it's covered my body. And when He looks down on me, He sees me clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He says tonight, is not the life more than meat in the body more than raiment? He says tonight that God protects us along life's way. And as we look tonight into the Word of God, that protection tonight, there's so many things that He's protected me from and He's protected you from. And there's one thing He wants to protect us from tonight, and that is our burdens tonight. He said He wants us to cast our burdens upon Him tonight. You know, if you keep toting your burden and you keep hanging on to your burdens, it won't be long you'll believe that God's not protecting you. Hey, but tonight He said He wants us to cast them burdens. Friends, tonight it ain't just coming to an altar and laying them burdens down, but He said He wants us to cast them burdens. If you'll turn with me tonight to Psalm chapter number 55 and verse number 22, I want to show you tonight how God protects us tonight. Psalm chapter number 55 and verse number 22, He says tonight that He's our protector. He's the one that protects us along life's highway. And He said, therefore I say unto you, look what He protects us from. Look here tonight. He says in Psalm 55 and verse number 22, the Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He said when we cast that burden, hey, this week I don't know what you'll go through, but I do know this, there's not a burden you'll go through this week that God can't handle. Hey, there's not a burden or a trial that you'll go through that God can't handle. Hey, but I got some news for you. Hey, this week you may go through some things that you can't handle, but there's not nothing that God can't handle. Can I get an amen? And He says tonight He wants us to be protected. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee, that He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Friends, tonight He's got that protection on us. And in Psalm 55, 22, He said He'll suffer the righteous not to be moved. Tonight, if there's one thing that I stand on in my life, and that is that God saved me, I didn't save myself. Hey, I couldn't save myself. And if I couldn't save myself, I can't keep my salvation. My salvation relies in God and God alone. It relies in Jesus Christ. He said, I have protected you. He said, I protected your life. He said, what life is that? Is that physical life? He protects my physical life and he protects my spiritual life. Friends, this afternoon as we come here and you want to add some things up. The number one thing I want to add up is that I'm in the hands of God this afternoon. If there's not no more protection you can get than being in the hand of God. Amen? Hey, he's got a big old hand. You can't get no more protected than in the hand of God. But let me show you something else as we look into the Word, as we add these things up. Number one, we see in verse 25, God's protection. Hey, but in verse number 26, we see not only God's protection, but we see God's provision. Hey, not only does he protect you and I, but he provides for you and I. Not only does he protect, but he provides. He provides for you and I all the way through life. All the way through what we go through, God provides and he protects us along the life that we live. Look what he says in verse 26. He said, behold the fowls of the air. So he said, I want you to look at my creation. I want you to look at what I created. He said, I want you to behold. I want you to stop. I want you to look and I want you to listen. Have you ever been on the phone with somebody and you're talking to them and you hear a bird chirping? You hear that bird in the background. The first thing they'll say is, you must be outside. You must be outside. He said in verse number 26, we're talking about his provision. Look what he says. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, and neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father, what does he do? He feeds them. He said they don't work for it. They don't do these things. What they do is God feeds them. You know what he does in our life? We work a weekly job and we work what God would have us to do. And at the end of that week, when we work that week and we do what we're supposed to do and God lines it up in our life, you know who makes the ends meet at the end of the week? God and God alone. He makes it add up when nobody else will let it add up. Can I get a witness? Me and Brandy has been trying to make decisions on things, and we do all the time. If you want to know how much money God's got, walk around sometime with your head down and don't walk around with your head up. Hey, if you walk around with your head up, it won't be long, you'll drown. But every time I have to make a decision on something and I don't know what to do, I'll walk around and I'll be looking down and I'll walk around and there'll lay a penny. And that penny will be laying there and we'll grab that thing up and I say, why should we worry? There's money laying everywhere. There's money laying everywhere. God's got it in his hand. Not only does he protect us, but he provides for us in our life. Look what he says. He says this, are you not much more better than they? He said he's going to provide for you a long life's way. When you start adding up his protection, you'll add up his provision. There's so many times in our life, not only does he protect us, but he provides for us. He provides a long life's highway. He gives us things in our life. And I'm going to relate to this a lot in my sermons over the next several months, I'm pretty sure. As we're fixing to have that baby, there's some things in my mind that goes on. And one thing I've been praying about is that God will protect that baby. That baby would be healthy and that God would protect it and watch over it. And the second thing I said is this. I said, Lord God, you're going to have to provide. Lord, you're going to have to provide what we need. Folks, you know what I can tell you by standing here on the authority of God's word? There's not been a time in my life he's not provided. When there was no way, he made a way. When there was no way it would work out, he made a way for it to work out. And every time in my life, he is that provider. He's the one that makes that provision in our life. Look what he says here. He says, are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? I want you to get this. He said, how many of you can add one cubit to his stature? You know what we all do? And I want to get down here and just talk to you for a little bit. You know what we all do along life? If I take these things off, I can't see down here. If I put them on, I can't see out there. I'm just every which way. But there's one thing I can see clearly, and that's the protection of God. And that's his provision. He said, how many of you, basically, just get this, by worrying, do not raise your hand on this. But if I went around this room and I said, do you worry? There's some of you would raise your hand. And your pastor would have his hand lifted up probably higher than anybody in the room. And I'm not supposed to worry. I'm supposed to cast my cares and my burdens upon God, and he takes care of my worry problem. But you know what I do? I like to be the one that protects my home, and I like to be the provider. All daddies do, and we get to worry in a little bit where it's going to add up and how it's going to take care of things. He said, are you not much better than the birds of the air and the fowls? Are you not better than they? Friends, I want you to know he created you and I. He created you and I. Let me give you this. He says here, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? I can't stand around and worry about what I can do and what I can't do. All I can do is what God's called me to do, and that's all I can do. I can't be 6 foot, don't matter how you stretch it. I'm just the way I am, and that's just the way it is. There's not nothing I can do about it. Why worry about things like that? There's some things in this room I guarantee you worry about, and I worry about, there ain't nothing we can do about it. And we start adding up our worrying and don't add up our blessings. Look what he says here. And why take ye thought for raiment? He said, I want you to consider something. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. He said, not only do I want you to look at the creation and the fowls of the air, the birds of the air. He said, but I want you to look at the lilies here. Look what he says. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies. He said, hey, they don't toil. They don't worry about it. They just grow. They just grow. God's protecting them, and he's providing for them. As a church, if we just wouldn't worry about, come on, can I get a witness? If we just didn't worry about stuff, and we just said, Lord God, I know I'm better than the fowls of the air. I know I'm better than the lily of the lily out there in the field, and I know that I'm just going to do what you've told me to do, and I'm going to allow you to grow me. I'm not going to toil. I'm not going to spin. You know what toiling is? That'd be worrying. That'd be toiling around, not doing what you need to do. You know what spinning would be? Spin your wheels and ain't getting nothing done. That's a Detroit term now. Let me give you this. He says this. Look what he says. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? He's going to clothe us in what we need, in his righteousness when we need it. When you're clothed right now. Hey, you know what? You've got exactly what you need to be the Christian that God's called you to be. When he saved you, he equipped you right then in your life. You're not waiting on some other promise to come upon you, something else to come upon your life. When he saved you, he gave you what you need. He gave you a holy Bible. He gave you holy scripture. He gave me the holy Bible. He gave me holy scripture. And it's this morning in Sunday school. It's just like this. I had a preacher call me. And me and him was talking, and we was talking about the Word of God. And everything you need and everything I need to see God's protection and see his provision is written in the Word of God. If you want to look in the Bible and see how he's protected people in the Old Testament, you can bet on he protected them, he'll protect you and I. You look in the Old Testament, he provided for them, he's going to provide for you, and he's going to provide for me. And I don't know about you, but that excites me this afternoon. That excites me to know that he's going to take care of me. And I can add up his protection. I can add up his provision. But let me give you the third thing that you can add up this afternoon. And we're going for four, amen? But I want to give you the third thing. Look with me down here. Therefore, in verse 31, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Here it is. Not only his protection, his provision, look at God's power. Look at God's power. Did you know if you're saved in here, God's power is all over you? The preacher ain't got more power than the people in the pew. Listen to me. Listen to me. Deacon ain't got more power than anybody. Hey, we all on the same wavelength. There's one God. There's one God. There's one Jehovah. He gives every man equally. What? Yes. Yes, sir. You can get all you want. You can get all you want. You can get under the spout and get all you want. You can get all the power you want. You just ask God to give it. He'll give it to you. Look what he says here. For after all these things, here it is. Here's his power. Do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. There's his power. He knows that you have need of everything in your life. He knows that you need protection. He knows you need provision. And he knows you need power to get through this walk that we walk through. And we have to keep that. You say, how does he know that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. I'd ask you to turn me to Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 7. I want to show you this. Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 7. How God, we're talking about his protection he provides and his power. But in Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 7, I want to show you this tonight. Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 7 as we read the word of God tonight. You say, how does he know all this? How does he know what I need? Well, is he because he's God and God alone? Yeah, that's one good reason. But you know another reason is he formed you. He formed you. You ever heard your mom and daddy say, I brought you in this world and I can take you out? Now, they might can take you out, but they didn't bring you in. Jeremiah 1:5 said he formed us in the womb. My daddy told me many a times, boy, if you don't straighten up, y'all get the gist of what I'm talking about. But as I got reading this Bible, I realized that I was formed not by my daddy and not by my mama, but I was formed by the hand of God through my mama and my daddy. God's hand was in on it. I tell Brandy this, we're having a baby because of God. He forms it. We're going to want to know what it is, either a boy or a girl. Can I say to you, he knew what it was before he ever formed it. Woo, boy, that excites me. I ain't got to worry about it. He done knows what it's going to be. See, he done knows. How do you know, preacher? You made up a three. There's your body, your soul, and your spirit, you made up a three. And he said he's going to provide for it. He's going to protect it. And he's going to give all three power. Look what he says here. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. There's your body right there. He said he formed man of the dust of the ground. There's that body there. And you said, preacher, how do we get a spirit? How do we get that spirit inside of us? How does that spirit get birthed inside of us? Look what he says here. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Not only do you have the body, now you got the spirit. Friends, when you was born again, you know what he did? He breathed his spirit into you. And you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Man, good gracious. Not only did he form you, but when you was born again, he breathed into you again. He told Nicodemus, marvel not that I say you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how's that going to be? He said, hey, the wind bloweth. You don't know where it comes. You just know it comes. Tonight, I want you to know when the Holy Spirit gets on you and he breathes inside of you and you become born again, I can't tell you where it come from that night when I was in that service. I can't tell you how it swallowed me up. I can't tell you how it got up on me and I looked around. Nobody else was crying. Nobody else was having a fit. Nobody else was doing nothing. They were saying, just as I am without one plea, I wish you'd leave me alone so I can flee. That's all I know they were saying. It seemed what they were saying, but inside of me, oh my goodness, I can't flee. I got to get to thee. Amen. He was all up on me that night. Come to that altar and make done business with God. Because why? Look here. And the Lord God formed, there's your body, the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. There's your spirit. And man became a living soul. There's your body, there's your spirit, and there's your soul. There's the three. He said, preacher, does he know me? Does he know what I need in my life? Let me tell you, if he breathed inside of you, and you're sitting, he has, you're sitting here. You wouldn't be here without him. Lost or saved, you wouldn't be here without him. He knows what you need. Today, I just want to ask you to add it up. Add up God's protection. Add up God's provision. Add up God's power in our life. You think about how much power you got. You got the God that created the universe living in, if you're born again, living inside of you. That's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I may get overexcited about it, but I can't help myself. I mean, to know that a little old boy from Detroit, Alabama, that he would want to live inside of me. He'd want to care about me. He'd want to care about me. That he loved me. What? You ever thought how big the world is and he still cares about you? You ever thought about how big the world is and we see that he still is protecting you and me? You ever thought about how big the world is and he still has got provision and he provides for us? You can lose your job on Monday and you still make your bills in 3 months. How's that work? I don't know how it works. He just does. He'll shut a door. He'll run you away from a job. Put you in another. Seen it many times. Boy, you think you got it made here. He'll close that door and he'll say, no, I need you over here. Not only does he protect us and he provides, but he gives us power to add up what he's done for us. I'm going to give you the last thing. I want you to write this down in your heart. When you add up everything in your life, there's one thing you can add up. Brother Eric Cruth sat there and he quoted to me if I asked him to, Titus 1:2, God who cannot lie. He can't lie to us. Look in verse number 33. Not only do we see his protection, his provision, his power, but we see his promise. He's promised. He's a promise keeper. He's a promise keeper. Y'all know what a promise keeper is? As somebody, I don't know a lot, but I know this. A promise keeper is somebody don't break the promise. It means they keep their promise. World we live in, promise ain't worth a whole lot, is it? You know what they want you to do? They want you to write it down. Put your signature on it. Promise, I'm going to pay that. Hey, brother, I'm going to buy you a truck. I'm going to give you $50 a week till we get it paid off. That'd be all right. That won't work the day we live in no more. What you got to put? You got to put your John Henry on there. You got to sign that thing over. Then if you don't pay it, you got to go through all the court legal systems and all that. And you know, God said, I don't work that way. I just make you a promise, and if you'll just do what I say, here's what's going to happen. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what he said. Here's his promise. If you'll seek him first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. You know, we may not be there tomorrow. We may not be. So why worry about it? For the morrow shall take care of the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God's promise is that if you'll seek his kingdom and his righteousness, he will add unto you protection, provision, and his power, because he is the God that makes the promise. This morning in Sunday school, when you read your lesson, it said, don't make a vow to God that you will not keep. When you make a vow to God, he expects you and I both to uphold our end of the deal, our end of the bargain. And there's one thing I like about God. Many things I like, but one thing I do like. When he makes a promise, you can take it to the bank. He's going to keep it. So I know that if I just do what he's called me to do, I stay right in his will, stay in his kingdom, stay in his righteousness, do what he's asked me to do. Am I going to fall? Man, yeah. Am I going to mess up? Man, yeah. Am I going to say things I shouldn't say? Man, yeah. Am I going to stick my foot in my mouth? Man, yeah. You are too. We're just going to do it. We're human. You're human. You're human. Said old Pentecostal preacher one time, said he believed in total sanctification. Totally sanctified. You can be totally sanctified on this side. Sanctified, you can be totally set apart, and there'll be none of these things in your life. They'll be gone away. And he was talking about being totally sanctified. Well, there is no evidence of living in a sinful state. And he said, before I got saved and sanctified, I used to cuss. Before I got saved and sanctified, I used to run around on my wife. Before I got saved and sanctified, I used to do all these things. And now, I about got them all under control. Well, that sounds like all of us, amen? We've all about got it under control. But there's still some things we ain't got under control. That's why we rely on God and his promise. That's why we rely on God and his promise. Because you nor I have arrived yet. We stand on his promise. We stand on his word. We seek his face. We seek his glory. And he adds these things unto us. Tonight, we're not going to have an altar call. We're just going to dismiss and go out. But here's what I want to ask you tonight. When you start adding up how good God's been to you, how long a list do you have? I gave you four things tonight that it's in every one of our lives. That's a believer tonight. Four things in all of our lives. This week, I challenge you and I encourage you not to count your burdens. If it's been weeks and you've been under a heavy load, start counting your blessings. And cast that burden away. If not, that load's going to mash you in the ground. Cast that load off and start thanking him for what he's done in your life. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that you are, whoo, glory to God. I thank you tonight that not a person in this room, not even myself or anybody else that'll ever hear this sermon or ever stand will ever be. None of us are perfect. None of us. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us. And that's why, Father, that we seek your mercy and we seek your grace daily. Lord God, tonight I ask you to to watch over us tonight as a congregation as we go out into this world. Lord, tonight we just want to count our blessings and not our burdens. We want to look to you tonight for that protection, your provision, your power on our life, and the promise that you've made us. Lord, tonight as we walk out of this place, I pray we say it's been good to be in your house tonight. Lord, this week when burdens and problems come our way, I pray as a congregation, we count our blessings and cast our burdens upon you. Bless this flock. Watch over us as we go our separate ways tonight. Keep us safe and out of harm's way. Father, I pray tonight for the ones that may have COVID all around the community that we live in. I ask you tonight to spare their life if it be in your will. Lord God, I ask you tonight to watch over them and protect them. Father, I pray tonight for Brother Jerry Gabby's father. He's alone the last mile of his life. Lord, I pray you touch him and help his family. Lord, I pray tonight that you watch over this congregation once again. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Brother Brent, get a